We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Lions at four and a shot! Score!
Brought to you by Lindy Moore with Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty First Atlanta.
Mike Conti, man of many hats. Atlanta United with a big game coming up tomorrow against their, are they the arch rivals still, Orlando City? The Lions, are they? I guess. It looks still alive after that big win. We welcome in on the WayForward.com hotline this morning. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Live from the parking garage. I almost made it in time for 8:40 today, but 85 traffic was just a little bit too much. So,
no worries.
Downstairs.
So, with that being the case, we're alive. We're still alive. So, is it 3 points or else every game now? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so, Hugh. I think, yeah, four left. You probably got to win three. And the fourth, you probably have to get a draw. If you do that, you get 10 more points. I think that's going to be enough to get you in. But it may not be, to be honest with you. I mean, now a couple teams ahead of Atlanta United are starting to get hot, Cincinnati being one of them. So it might have to be 3 points and everything the rest of the way. Now, what's interesting is typically in Major League Soccer, 45 to 48 points is going to be enough to get you in the playoffs. That's the way it's been historically. It would be really, really bad luck if Atlanta United won five in a row to end the season against some teams that you're fighting against for these playoff spots. You get to 48 points and you miss, but that is a possibility too. This goes to show you that all of these draws that Atlanta United had earlier in the year, a couple home losses that they had earlier in the year, it looks like that's starting to come back and bite them. But you can't control that now. All you can do, to use the sports cliche, Hugh, is take it one match at a time.
One match at a time.
By the way, really good job on TV there, Mike, and good job by Jason to fill in, too. It was really good. Both radio and television broadcasts were really good. Of course, sounds great when you score four goals, too, right?
That helps. Jason's better than I am at play-by-play. I don't want that secret to get out, but Jason did a terrific job filling in for me, and fun working with the Bally crew and Mo on Saturday. But Jason and I reunited tomorrow down in Orlando. We're going to get on the Big Bird this afternoon and head on down to Central Florida. So it'll be normal radio with Jason and I the rest of the way.
All right, one final question about United. What we saw in that four-goal outburst the other night, I know that nobody on their bingo card had Parada for a hat trick beer, but is that more what you expect, at least the remaining of the year, that they're finally starting to connect up front?
Well, honestly, I think I'm a little bit concerned. I mean, Parada getting a hat trick, that's a really cool thing, but I'm a little concerned about the number of goals being scored by defenders right now. I don't know if that's sustainable. When you're getting your goal-scoring production from Juan Parada and Andrew Gutman and not from, Luis Araujo and Marcelino Moreno hasn't played a whole lot, I'm not quite sure that is a sustainable formula. The kind of odd thing is all of a sudden Atlanta United has become one of the most lethal teams in MLS on corner kicks and set pieces. And it was kind of a running joke for a while, especially early in the club's existence, that Atlanta United just did not score off corner kicks under Tata Martino. Now that's totally flipped. So you'll take a goal any way you can get it. I just worry about the sustainability of getting all of these goals from center backs, from fullbacks, and not necessarily from forwards.
Mike Conti joining us. Well, Mike, give us your breakdown here, because I know that you've got many hats. Let's talk about the hat of the Atlanta Falcons and what you made of that game against the on Sunday.
Yeah, I think as the anger wears off, and I was angry, you try to look at it in a patient way. And I would say that the Falcons, for the first three quarters of that game, played way better than I thought they would be capable of playing this year, especially defensively. So you're going to try to take a positive out of that, right? You know, can they now do that for 3.5 or 4 quarters in L.A. and then Seattle? That's something to build off. I thought that was a positive. You clearly do not like the way you collapsed in the fourth quarter. And that was all three phases, by the way. That was not just, really all four phases. I mean, it wasn't just coaching. It wasn't just special teams. It wasn't just offense. It wasn't just defense. It was a total team collapse in the fourth quarter. The frustrating thing is you've changed the coach. You've changed most of the personnel. You've changed the quarterback. And you're still blowing fourth quarter leads. And that just drives you nuts as a fan. That's me speaking as a fan. I think when you look at some of the football things that happened on Sunday, all right, yeah, there are some things to build off of here. Not as bad as I thought it could have potentially been. I thought they played great the first three quarters. I just don't like what's coming down the pipe with the schedule, because I think you're going to have a well-rested, motivated Rams team on Sunday. And then the Seahawks, who I thought had a chance to be the worst team in the league this year, certainly showed last night that that is not going to be the case. That Geno Smith is playing with a lot of determination right now. So very difficult road trip coming up, and you hope you can get a split in these next two games.
Yeah, I mean, but they could be had. But to your point, yeah, that big fella number 99 for Seattle Seahawks, Al Woods, he's a grown man. He's a definitely grown man. But Mike, I want to pick your brain a little bit, because me and John were talking about this morning, college football schedule coming up this weekend. And I'm just curious, for Mike Conte, I know you're a busy guy and everything, wearing all these hats and everything, but what college football games that if you had a chance to look at them that you've seen that kind of jump out to you that might be kind of interesting this weekend?
This coming weekend?
Yes.
There's one 45 minutes down the road from where I'm sitting right now that I would really, really like to be able to attend, but Atlanta United plays at the exact same time. And that's Penn State and Auburn. I mean, for obvious reasons, for me being a Penn State alum.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of a prove-it game for both teams as well. You know, Penn State is snuck into the top 25 this week. I don't think they're a national title contender. I think they can be very good. I think these are two very evenly matched teams, and I'll be interested to see if Penn State can get the run dialed up and consistent against an Auburn team that, you know, quite frankly, the way that Manny Diaz, Penn State's defensive coordinator, has been scheming, he's probably going to blitz a lot. And I don't know if Penn State's corners can stay with Auburn's skill players out on the boundary if they are not getting home with these blitzes. So I think that's a really, really interesting matchup. I think Miami-Texas A&M is a very interesting matchup. You'll be able to hear that on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Saturday night at 8:30. How does Texas A&M bounce back after being punched in the face by App? And honestly, Texas A&M week one didn't look all that impressive either. So I think that's a really good chance for Miami to get an early season signature win. Those are a couple that stand out to me. You know, obviously I'm always going to pay attention to Penn State. It really is something. They're 45 minutes down the road. They're about as close to Atlanta as they're ever going to be to play a game. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go. Hey, Mike, so I hope all my fellow Penn
State. Yeah. I love
go
you.
Ahead.
Yeah, I love you, Mike. 45 minutes for you, hour and 45 minutes maybe for you. I mean, 45 minutes you get to Peachtree
City. Well, yeah, that's true. Traffic on you're right. Yeah, I'm exaggerating slightly. 45 minutes from Noonan. If I camped out with Steve Holman the night before, you're right. I used to cover a lot of Auburn games prior to this radio station coming on the air. And I feel like for whatever reason, I was able to get from Midtown to Auburn very, very quickly, but perhaps 45 minutes was not quite as accurate as,
well, you know what,
as
Mike,
what it turned out to be.
It sounds doable to me. That's why I
don't know.
It sounds doable.
Yeah, it's funny. Atlanta United kicks off at 3:45 Saturday, and Penn State kicks off at 3:45 Saturday. I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah,
yeah. First things first, though, a game against Orlando City tomorrow night, live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coverage begins at 5:30. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.